Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be taking a deep dive into tech capital and a number of developments for the company recently. We're going to be looking at their annual results. We're going to be looking at what drove a sharp increase in their portfolio value. We're going to be looking at their overall portfolio strategy. And to do that, we're very kindly joined today by Dr. Clifford Gross, who is the CEO of Tech Capital. Dr. Clifford Gross, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
That's my distinct pleasure, Jonathan. Nice to hear your voice. How are you keeping?
Yes, very, very well, thank you. How's it all going over there at the moment?
Better than average. We're having a good go of it. As you know, we recently reported some decent results, and we're very bullish on the future, and in the near future in particular, but the future in general.
So we're going to be dissecting those results very soon. But before we get into it, Cliff, I think it would be good if you could provide an overview of Tech Capital for listeners that may not be aware of the company, please, and also an introduction to yourself.
Well, Tech Capital's mission is to create value from university discoveries that can improve people's lives and on a financial basis, produce a good return on invested capital.
Thank you. And an introduction, Cliff, to yourself as well, please.
Well, I'm an expat from the university sector. I was a professor in my earlier years, and then I moved to focused on intellectual properties because of the potential they contain in transforming industries.
And I think that background is evident in some of the conversations that we're going to have in this podcast with the IP-heavy portfolio. And we're going to be touching on some of those companies in more detail. But to start with, Cliff, we touched on the annual results. A headline here, net assets up to $70.1 million. That's an increase of 46% on the year. What are the key drivers here, Cliff, in the portfolio? What were the main drivers of this value creation over the last year?
Well, our portfolio grew in lockstep with the performance of the companies. And one thing to keep in mind is that all of the companies are revenue generating, and they have been meeting their milestones to a greater or lesser extent, growing their revenues and expanding their market positions. And that has resulted writ large in an increase in the value of our portfolio to $70.1 million, as you've mentioned, which is a record since inception of the company. And our profit after tax for 2024 was $19.2 million US dollars versus the loss in the prior year of $15.7 million. And our returns on invested capital for 2024 was 28%. Just by means of sort of reference, the average of the 650 AIM companies for 2024's returns on invested capital was in the neighborhood of 11%. The factors that are directly responsible for the growth are successful IPOs, both Microsoft and GenIP listed, as you know, and this crystallized value on our balance sheet. There was commercial progress, as I've mentioned, and there's the potential uplift in the valuation of Guidant in the future as a result of the growth in the business of Guidant, which provides remote monitoring and control services. And as you know, we recently announced that Guidant had confidentially filed an S-1 with the SEC. And last but certainly not least is uber-tight cost control. Our administrative expenses for all of 2024 fell 26%. That's a direction of travel you normally don't see for expenses, to a total of $2 million. And in perspective, that's the lowest administrative cost on an annualized basis for every single company in our sector that's listed in the United Kingdom. And it's not only lower than every other company in the sector, For most of those companies, it's lower by an order of magnitude. Many of our peers have spent, you know, $20, $30, $40 million in administrative expenses, and we only booked $2 million for the entire year. And so we reduced the amount of drag against the earnings. So all those reasons, sort of writ large, are what has produced the sterling report, financial report for 2024.
One of the things that I picked up in the annual results, but also an announcement this week of the raising of capital to support Guidant and broaden the AI portfolio that we're going to discuss in more detail now. You know, looking across the portfolio companies at the moment, generative AI is deeply entrenched in a number of those. So it's interesting looking at the stage of the portfolio companies now, four of the five portfolio companies now listed, and this focus on generative AI. Of course, the companies that you have within the portfolio are ones that Tech Capital founded, raised capital for, and subsequently listed or planned to list in the case of Guidant this year. So is there going to be a pivot away from technology incubation towards generative AI? What does the strategy look like here?
Well, we're not pivoting, we're evolving. And Tech Capital's model has always been sort of on the trajectory of discover, incubate, scale, and exit. Now generative AI sits squarely in that pipeline. Why? Because it's the most important and most powerful technology in the world, period. Now GenIP, for example, applies large language models to assessing the market potential of new discoveries and competitive intelligence reports. Innovative Eyewear has integrated ChatGPT into its smart eyewear. And I'd like to mention it's the first company to incorporate generative AI, ChatGPT in particular, into a wearable product and into eyewear. And Guidant utilizes generative AI in its remote monitoring and control services as it ranks the likelihood of a problem for the vehicles that it's tracking. So generative AI has placed an important position for itself in three of our portfolio companies. And we are seeking to focus on generative AI applications going forward. So incubation remains core, but we're simply seeding a new crop of AI native ventures as we watch our earlier incubatees mature.
Given the focus on generative AI that you've mentioned there, and I think this is a key point for investors, potential investors listening to this, why do you feel that Tech Capital is uniquely placed to pursue this strategy?
Well, in short, because we've, even though generative AI is a new technology, you know, it was only introduced about 3 years ago, it's having a profound impact, not only on our portfolio, but on the world. And what's really exciting about Gen AI to us is a couple of things. First of all, you know, most of the large language models are given IQ tests now, which sounds a little cheeky, but it's actually really interesting. On the composite IQ test, the best models now are scoring 130 to 140 in the IQ range, which places them in the top 1% of human capabilities. And this is just the early innings. Now, artificial general intelligence, which is also called AGI, or human-level intelligence, is a type of intelligence that would match or surpass human capabilities across virtually all cognitive tasks. We believe it's the single most important technology development since the Industrial Revolution. More on that in a minute. It's arriving. When will AGI arrive? Well, of course, it's a subject of pretty vociferous debate. But if you take three leading experts, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, Dario Amande, the CEO of Anthropic, and Demis Hassabis, the CEO of DeepMind, the arrival date for AGI is somewhere between 1 to 10 years. Now, that's remarkable. That's what we're way beyond the point where you can't distinguish between computers and human beings in conversations. We're at the point where you could basically take what's in the cranial vault and scale it almost immeasurably. And so, oh, by the way, so speaking of this Industrial Revolution, in the United Kingdom, you have some experience with this thanks to a Scot named James Watt, who was largely responsible for it. he patented improvements to the steam engine. Didn't invent the steam engine, but improved it with the condenser that increased its efficiency by 75%. As a result of his patent, which was patent number 913, filed in 1769, the UK became the workshop of the world for the next 100 years, and during that period moved from the fifth largest to the leading economic power in the world. That's the knock-on effect of one remarkable piece of intellectual property.
I noticed, and I mentioned this at the beginning, Cliff, and this is a question largely around the strategy, the term broadening, the placing announcement that was made this week. A proportion of the funds raised are going to be allocated to broadening the portfolio. But it would be good to get your insights into what this looks like going forward. I mean, how do you envision the portfolio looking in 3 years' time?
Well, again, we're bullish. So we're planning to do a few things. We're planning to focus on capturing the value creation from our existing holdings with appropriate monetizations. We're planning on adding 1 to 2 early stage Gen AI ventures per year, chosen for compelling university IP and fast track float potential. And we're planning to maintain concentration on a small number of active core holdings. Small is beautiful. And this helps us ensure the companies receive the operational support they need, as we have demonstrated with Innovative Eyewear and Guidant and Microsoft and Gen IT, even Belliscura, that, you know, fewer is better. It allows you to focus on the incubation and accelerate it. And we have a proven track record that's much better than the 7 to 10 year average time from startup to exit. According to the American Venture Capital Association, we're getting exits in roughly half that time. So that's what we're going to continue to do. And we think we're well suited to do it in the generative AI space because we already have 3 success stories around Gen AI, and we could feel and see the future potential of the technology to impact a wide range of businesses. Generative AI really affects everything that we do in the future because it's a way of synthesizing thought. And hopefully, when we get to AGI, a way of synthesizing wisdom, not just thought. But in either case, it will accelerate the development of companies in much the same way that James Watt's invention accelerated the manufacturing industrial revolution of the world.
Thank you. So I'm sure investors can look forward to further insights and updates from Tech Capital on the generative AI side of the portfolio in due course. So, you know, one of the most exciting things for investors at the moment, Cliff, is of course Guidant, an announcement was put out very recently that Guidant had filed confidentially for an IPO on the NASDAQ. So I'm sure there's not too much we can say about that given the process that's ongoing at the moment. But I'd like to frame and get your insights into the environment that Guidant are going to be IPOing in. From where you're sitting at the moment, Cliff, you're in the United States. The AV industry there is going leaps and bounds compared to what's happening here in the UK. So from where you're sitting, you know, what are the major developments? What excites you the most about what's happening in the AV industry at the moment when looking at the context of the Guidant IPO?
Well, I'm sure you've seen it, but about 4 days ago, the Wall Street Journal had a terrific story about the autonomous vehicle industry and Waymo in particular. And they reported that Waymo is now providing 250,000 autonomous taxi rides per week across 3 U.S. cities. It's logged more than 10 million driverless trips year to date and is on track to exceed 20 million autonomous paid taxi trips by the end of this year. I mean, that's a lot to digest, but basically, this is not a theoretical construct that, oh, one day vehicles will be autonomous. When you're providing 20 million paid autonomous taxi rides in a year's time and you're just in the early innings, you could realize that the transformation is upon us. And interestingly, in Austin, Texas, if you have the Uber app and you call an Uber, you could choose between a manned Uber and an unmanned Uber using the autonomous vehicle. And many of they're querying the drivers after the trip, querying the passengers after the trips. And many of the passengers are preferring the autonomous vehicles versus the driven vehicles. The price is the same. You don't have to tip the autonomous vehicle. I don't think any of them less for you for it. And people often prefer the anonymity of it as well, and the ability to focus on their work and other things that they want to do in the vehicle. So autonomous vehicles are here. They're rapidly expanding. And the most important aspects, this is also brought out in the Wall Street Journal article, the most important aspects from the consumer's perspective are safety and regulatory oversight. And Guidance patented AV monitoring, which is currently being used in the first AV shuttle service in the city of West Palm Beach, Florida, and in the city of Jacksonville, Florida, and in Boca Raton's AV test facility, squarely addresses this need, because it's basically an eye in the sky that could monitor these autonomous vehicles. And the investment thesis is super simple. And that is, no matter how smart the AV software is, there will still be edge cases. There will still be things that go wrong unintentionally, for the most part. And those edge cases need to be resolved in a business-like way, because life and limb depend upon it. And so does the customer's confidence. And that's what Guidant provides. And we believe, this is the investment thesis, there'll be tens of millions of autonomous vehicles over the next couple of years roaming about, and they won't be roaming about free range. They'll be monitored for safety's sake, and that Guidant can earn a piece of that business. And that's a new industry that not only is made possible because of autonomous vehicles, but is also making the scale up of autonomous vehicles possible at the same time. And we're planning, as we recently announced the placing, we're planning to use a portion of that placing to enable Guidant to increase its sales force and hopefully rapidly win more customers pre-IPO.
That's a very interesting point, Cliff, that you make there on the potential opportunity for Guidant and the timeliness of the opportunity. That's particularly interesting. Thank you for sharing that. So to summarize, you know, the question here that I always like to ask is, you know, what excites you the most about the year ahead? You know, we've had a number of points there, all equally exciting in their own right. So the question is here, Cliff, can you give us, you know, one or two different potential events on the horizon that you really got your eye on?
Sure. Well, first and foremost is a potential Guidant IPO, which we think could be epic in terms of liquidity for our shareholders. And we're also keen about new Gen AI investments. We're currently reviewing university spinouts that use multimodal LLMs for agentic business applications. And agentic applications are software that leverage AI agents to automate tasks and processes, essentially acting as digital employees that can handle complex workflows. So just think of like an app store, but instead of having apps that have sort of unique sort of functional prerogatives, you'll have actual programs that run things that you normally would have other people do in your business. So we think that's an entire new segment for generative AI and agentic applications that allow you to automate aspects of your business. So if you pair that with the continued growth of innovative eyewear and Microsoft and GenIP, we like to think that 2025 could potentially eclipse even last year's record performance. And as a final thought, one final thought, if I may.
Please do. Please do.
Yeah. So look, so basically tech investors have a choice. You could embrace the memory of anachronistic Luddites, or you could double down on Gen AI to help usher in a new industrial revolution, one that will encompass not just manufacturing like the previous industrial revolution, but all human services.
That's a fantastic point to leave people with. Now, just as a final note, Tech Capital trades on London's AIM under the ticker of TEC. K. So Cliff, thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, thanks, Jonathan. I'm grateful for your continued interest.
And thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.